Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Friday. We made it, y'all. And it's Hebron, it's Lauren, it's Rosenberg. And the weather outside, man, it was chirping last night out there. I don't know if y'all heard
windy,
it.
It
was windy. It was one of those nights where I wanted to get up again and go look outside. I was like, what's going on out there?
I feel like the weather was spicy, and I also see that on the in the internets, things are getting spicy. A lot of beef that we'll cover today. Chris Brown.
It's been, yo, listen, if we're being honest, 2024 been, as Laura said, spicy.
Spicy.
I mean, can somebody make a master list? Because I think we're going to have to make a master list this year. Because there ain't no way we're going to keep track of all this by the time we get to the end of the year. Somebody's going to have to help Uncle Murder.
Because it's a lot.
It's too much. Well, that's why he made, what, 2 12-minute songs this year? Three? What was it?
It's OD. Yep.
I don't know. It was just a lot because it's been a mess. A mess.
Well, listen, y'all done forgot the whole Cat Williams thing, right? That was this year?
That's how it started.
Yes. And that was kaboom.
And then you got Monique and her son.
Mm-hmm. That was another kaboom.
And then you got what else you got in there? You got it was another big blow up. I mean, obviously all the Diddy stuff.
Yes, that's a big kaboom.
All the Diddy stuff. You got all that.
Right.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And it's only April.
And then J. Cole. You know what I mean? Beefing, apologizing, then forgetting lyrics, and people and are then, just kind of like. Dissing him now. They're like,
Now Metro and Future dropped We Still Don't Trust You, which is a very, like, The Weeknd, R&B, poppy, hip-hop thing. It don't sound like the last project at all. It ain't got nothing to do with the last project. But I went through it this morning looking for anything inflammatory. J. Cole is on a track on this album.
Oh... Say what? Oh, Drake is going to hate him now.
J. Cole is on a track on this album.
I wonder which one he did first.
And by the way, the track is like 6 minutes long, and J. Cole don't come in until like 4 minutes.
You're like,
it's cool. Is that J. Cole?
This is one big soap opera. It's a big novella.
I mean, listen, man, they're taking cues from WWE, because WWE is... It's ringing off right now.
It's
crazy. And then then this week, you know, Chris Brown has something to say to Quavo.
Yes. And then Quavo responds. And by the way, you're forgetting about A$AP Rocky. Now people are saying that A$AP Rocky's in the mix.
A$AP Rocky's somewhere in this album, and I couldn't find it.
What?
So we're going to investigate. We're going to dig because it just came out, and we're trying to catch up.
But it definitely, from what I read, sounds like Rocky talking to Drake. Now, I don't know if that's fact, but it sounds like it.
It's a lot.
Well, anyway, on the line right now, it is shenanigan time. Shenanigan. Let's see. We got Josh and Quana. Yo, why can't I see this morning? What's going on in my eye? I couldn't even read. Yo, Quana, what's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Quana, you ever wake up sometimes you just can't see?
Yes.
Nah, I don't know.
Or like it's taking your eyes a second to focus or something, or like you can't, like you're like, wait, I used to be able to see that. Why I can't see that?
No, that doesn't happen to me.
How old are you?
She's not washed like we are.
She good.
She must be still in her 30s.
I'm 41.
No, oh, yeah, 41. Yeah, you young.
She ain't that young. Yeah, she got good eyes.
It's 50 talking different to me.
You're not 50 yet.
I might as well be 50, Laura. Things
you
hurt.
You can't randomly. Jump ahead.
You can't?
No.
You've been saying you're 50 for like the past 10 years. You are not 50.
So wait, you can't. You can skip grades, but not ages.
You can't skip ages. You can skip grades.
I can skip levels on all type of things, but right. Not.
Got it. Yeah.
Josh, good morning, sir. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing? Love you guys. Listen to you guys every day.
Love you too, man. We're doing better today, you know, but it comes in waves when you lose somebody you care about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As you grieve.
Man, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, man. Listen, this is the, if you don't know or you haven't found out, this is the way the thing works. You know, this is the way the thing works.
This life thing
is how it works.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I wish people talk. I mean, I guess people do talk about it a lot, but it's something with the human brain where you, until it happens to you, you just ain't really listening close. Especially when you're dealing with losing people. You don't really know what that is.
They be like, I don't want to talk about it.
Like, Shani, you haven't talked about it on the air, have you? Your recent family.
I haven't.
Thing.
But yeah, what's this? April. It's been like a month now.
It's already been a month?
Yeah, March 7th, my father passed away. So it's been about 4 weeks. And I've been mentally just wrestling with trying to move normal on a regular basis.
You got to call it a new normal.
It's the new normal.
You can't go back to the other.
Yeah. And though he had been sick for a long time, when you get the news, it's still shocked. It hits you. Yeah,
I went through the same thing with my dad, bro.
Yeah.
And I often try to explain to people, man, and prepare people. Even Issa, man, we've started having those convos. Because my mom was good about having convos about the future and that things wasn't going to always stay the same. And when you're young, you're like, Mom, what are you talking about? Like, why are we talking? So my mom would call you out the blue and be like, so what are you going to do when I'm not here? And you're like, what do you mean? Like, what?
That's crazy.
Why are you doing what?
But they will start talking to you about, like, my mom talks about her passing. My sister doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah, because they're trying to get you ready. But and honestly, you should engage with them because they're dealing with their own mortality and they need your help.
Right.
And honestly, they need to know, your parents need to know that you're going to be okay. That helps them.
Right.
Yeah. And also, it's good for you to know, like, to honor what they want. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean? Like, we always, like, when people pass, we kind of just do what we think is right. But I think it's a big difference when you're doing something that they always wanted and you're honoring them by fulfilling
right.
that.
That's right. Yeah, That's powerful. And so, yeah, man, you know, when you wake up those certain days, that's why I said it's a part of this thing. Some days you wake up and you forget people at Pat. You're like, oh, man, they're not here no more. Damn, I can't even check on them like I used to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or you just, you know.
Conversations you want to have.
Or, you know, that day comes when you wake up and you don't have no parents. And you're like, I don't have no.
Right.
I have no parents.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm out here just really dolo right now.
And for all the people who, like, didn't grow up with their parents or grandparents that raised them, that's even tough because they lose them a little earlier, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So all that.
Tough. It's all a part of it, y'all. And we'll do it together. That's why we need each other. I'm going to keep it 100. All the things we beef about, all the things that, you know, reasons for us to not like one another and all of that. And then the real is one day, liggety split. It's a wrap for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the hard part for a lot of people because you don't see it coming.
But you're not supposed to see, but that's the humility of the humanity.
The humility of the humanity.
It's because you ain't all that, bro. You don't get to pick.
Right.
You don't get to pick. You don't have no say so. You could do everything you think you're doing right, and this earth get to shaking, we finished, B. That's it. It's Rapsky.
Facts.
Wasn't we talking about the ELE the other day, the extinction level event? There's been three on planet Earth.
But
didn't that come up here?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the earthquake happened. And we was like, oh, well, you know, when the Earth decides to shake us on up. Night-night.
Everybody.
Yo. Everybody. And add thing. Quana, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles, in the game that lives up to its name?
I'm going to have to go with you, Ebro.
All right, now. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee's got the question. Let's play Laura Never Lose.
All right, here we
go.
Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign. Laura.
Cancel their concerts in the pyramids.
That was a long answer. But, yes, correct.
Yo, who thought those were going to happen? That's a better question.
I know, right? Is anyone
historic
surprised?
Historic location been delayed, pyramids in Giza. Pyramids of Giza. Who was the only person to be president of the United States, even though he did not?
Truman.
Incorrect. Even though he did not receive a vote for presidency or vice presidency.
I don't know this one.
Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, sure. Wilson.
Wilson, incorrect. It would be Gerald Ford. He was never voted for. A judge ruled which basketball player was acting. Laura.
John Morant.
Correct.
Yeah.
What element of the periodic table is represented by Fe?
Ebro.
Laura.
Iron.
Iron is correct. Ebro gets it, but Laura wins.
Oh, man, damn.
Yes.
If I would have got that Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ford was never elected. That's interesting.
I didn't know that, too.
Very interesting.
All right. Congratulations to Josh. He's a Josh.
Josh, sorry, Quana.
You're going to go see the Locks on Saturday, August 24th at Terminal 5.
That's going to be a great show, man. The Locks put on a phenomenal show. See, if Quana would have answered correctly and been honest about the fact that sometimes you wake up, your eyes don't work, she would have been able to see that I wasn't going to win.
I'm 35, so I know all about that.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for being honest.
There you go. Hang on, Josh. Yeah. Let's get you paid.
Can I send a shout out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
Hey, man, I don't know if this is a first, but let me send a shout out to the Lehigh Valley in Allentown.
All right.
I'm a Sway, the driver, by the way. I'm an Uber driver. I'm here with my passenger. I'm so happy I won these tickets. I love y'all.
Shout out to the passenger. There you go. That's dope. Shout out to the Uber drivers, man, the good ones. And the taxi drivers, the good ones. The ones that are willing to take you places even though it's late.
Yeah.
And do their job. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Styles, what's happening?
All right. Well, coming up in the flashing lights report, we'll talk about beef. Chris Brown dissing Quavo. Let me see. Brand new albums dropping. ASAP Rocky's in the mix. J. Cole, more disses at Drake. It's a mess, guys. And we'll cover it all coming up. Flashing lights.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Good morning, Friday. I think it's going to be like this wind and cloud situation a lot of the day. With the rain may go away and come back a few times. This is where it's at, man. Next week, hopefully, look, I have big plans for this week in my mind. And by big plans, just joy around where the weather was going. And it didn't pan out.
Well, for many reasons.
But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are 70 degrees in sunshine. How y'all feel about that?
Sunday and Monday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a good look. We with that. Let's start the week with some, you know.
So let's see if that holds up. Clouds pull up on Wednesday according to what we see right now. But as you know, things change fast. And Laura keeps up with the other things changing fast. Relationships and careers and the flashing lights.
Gosh.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right. Well, this one surprised me because Chris Brown just released the deluxe edition to his 1111 album. And I guess he's taking shots at Quavo on a song, Freak. Now, Shawnee, do you have a clip of this?
I do.
Let's listen.
Plug out in my tenor, think he Al Pacino. I got a down in Atlanta, she like a casino. I need a freak that's gonna put me on a G6.
Are you really with that?
Like I'm 3'6". Booty from Miami, she from Puerto Rico. Okay, now f***ing my hope, this ain't gonna make a sequel. Sipping at 1942, cause I don't do no Quavo. Freak, she like Casamigos, not Domingos.
All right.
But it's called Quervo.
Yeah,
I know.
But it was.
That's the shot.
It's called Poetic License, Rosenbart.
Yes,
it's
just
a,
yes.
But it's like a tad. It's just a tad bit of a reach. Just a tiny reach.
Yo, listen.
Well, he does say.
Say what you want to say. These R&B singers more specific than these rappers right
true,
now.
True. I've just never heard someone say, let me get the Jose Quavo before. I never heard that.
Well, he does say. He says. I'm trying to say, Freak, bitch, she like Casamigos, not the Migos.
Mm.
So at least he's saying Migos.
Okay. He going okay.
Casamigos, not the Migos. Got it. Okay.
Right, right. And you know, when he's saying about effing my old bitches ain't going to make us equal, remember, because Quavo had a short romantic affair with Carucci at one point. You remember that?
Yes.
So that's why people are like, this is because of her. Now, Quavo ends up responding, too. And this all happened very quickly, very fast.
All this week, like 48 hours.
Oh, yes. And then, Shawnee, do you have that?
Stones, cares, bulls. You did it wrong, and that it's gone. She posed with a thug.
Yeah, with a thug.
Caught up the phone, she won't come home. Don't beat her up.
Don't beat her up.
Must be the drugs. Need to
cross
out the plug, yeah. David Blaine, go to Magic with my gang.
David Blaine.
See Rick James, diamond white looking like cocaine.
Here's Rick James.
When I don't want that little bit of does she do great? When you that little bit of yeah, she lose weight.
Trust me.
She used to be out on the boat on the paddle, now she on the yacht.
Yeah.
Train to go when it's time to battle, yeah, we on the block.
Block.
Wiping your nose with decision, I'm wiping on snot.
Snot.
Tell me, little bro, what's your issue? It's over a dot.
You said it is bigger than that.
It's big. But no, that it's not.
No, it is not.
It cause I be digging in that.
You did.
It got them hot.
They got them hot.
I'm giving respect.
Jeez.
But I know you're not.
I know you're not.
You're the on my neck.
You're the
just back.
So, yeah. So basically, he's coming at him over alleged drug use. And at one point, he says, call your bitch phone. She won't come home. Don't beat her up. Like, he's just taking shots.
He took a few in there.
Yeah.
And he said they try to say it's bigger than that, but it's not. It's over a thought or whatever he said right there. Like, it ain't.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Dudes and their feelings over girls. I don't know. Let's go to Shawnee and Rosenberg here. In history, how often have dudes been in their feelings over girls and started some sort of disturbance in society?
You're going in full history, the world history.
Since the beginning of time.
Exactly my point.
Yeah,
it's been wars, major wars.
Literal societal breakdowns over these things.
Fact-o.
So, all because
of men's egos.
Yep, all because of your fragile little ego.
And it continues, guys, because Future Metro Boomin are back with a new album, We Still Don't Trust You. Now, it just dropped. Now, I was surprised because this all happened yesterday. J. Cole's on the album.
Yo, he's on a track called Red Leather. Now, I listened to the verse. We'll play. The song is 6 minutes long, and there's a lot of repetition in the song. And by the time you get to 4 minutes in the song, then all of a sudden, J. Cole comes in. The verse is literally just about a girl, and, you know, I didn't hear anything specific to the current events. So it sounds like it was recorded a while ago.
Okay.
But I think it's a shocker to everyone just because of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect Cole's name to pop up on this album.
And the album Still Don't Trust You, from what I've listened to so far, other than the Rocky stuff, which we got to get that song ready, It's just about relationships, it sounds like. It's very The Weeknd influenced. It's very leaning in that sonic, you know, soundscape.
Yeah. Now, A$AP Rocky on the album with a song called Show of Hands was interesting. I didn't expect to hear him, but people are saying that he's also coming for Drake. So I'm like, oh my God, everyone, it's the whole world against Drake now. I mean, they always had like a little, I don't know. What would you say was always a little strange between them?
Well, yeah.
Would this also be over a woman?
Well, this goes all the way to
possibly.
Possibly. But it also, I think in some ways, yes, it is about Rihanna. But also it goes back to effing problems with Rocky because, you know, there was always this like Drake took people on tour. They gave Rocky this song, Effing Problems, which is Rocky's biggest hit, people, I believe. And obviously you throw in the Rihanna stuff. So, yeah, there's something there.
Mm. It's wild in the streets.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot happening in these streets. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:03. A high of 63 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
In effect.
We back.
Beat the buzzer time. 35, 40 minutes away. Plus, congratulations, you've played yourself 15 minutes away. Keep it locked.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg on a Friday, a weather whack Friday. The weather's whack Friday. Good morning.
The weather's whack Friday,
but there's sunshine on the horizon. Hopefully you got some good plans this weekend. Issa's got a musical this weekend.
What you mean?
She's in a musical?
Well, like her school got a musical going on.
Oh, she's singing and dancing.
This girl stays singing and dancing. Alvin Ailey, you know, this, that. Fire. But this is what when did school start having plays that go on the weekend? Four times in a weekend, bro?
It's like four times.
They selling tickets?
They're on the run.
Four different shows this weekend.
Oh my God. That's when we were kids, it was like you get one, and if you missed it, oh well. Sorry, parents.
Yeah. So, as the parent, you got to show up four times because you got to bring your kid.
Well,
oh my God.
I've only heard of high school musicals being like, yo, bro. In high school, there'd be a few, but this is elementary school.
He says they have two casts, bro. They have a cast A and a cast B.
Wow.
Cast A got two shows, cast B got two shows. Then Issa's in cast B in the ensemble and got a singing in main part in cast A or something. Wow. I was like, look, Issa, I'm going to hit you with this button right here. You won't see Dad at the when you're in the ensemble standing in the back. Dad's not going to be at those. Sorry.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Playing yourself. She already knew though. She was like, "Dad, you don't have to go to those." Like,
you got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, come on, bro. Like, so I'm gonna spend the whole weekend,
even with the ones where you're just standing there in the back. I can't even hear your voice. Come on,
I can't see you, and I can't hear you.
Now, if Issa was not talented, and that was all they were gonna let her do,
I'd have to be there.
Have to be there. You'd be like, oh, she's playing a tree, and I'm going to be there to watch her be
a
tree.
I got to go to a whole other musical in May. This is only the first of the season.
Oh, season?
Yeah, Issa has a season. Y'all didn't know? And also, flag football started back.
Again?
Yeah, they got two seasons. They got a fall season and a spring season for the flag football.
What day are their games for flag football usually?
Sunday.
Oh, you finished. Viking and the game? Oh, you're done.
Yo, here go the real congrats, though. So last year she was on the Raiders. They won the whole thing for their division.
Oh, you said the word Raiders? Hit the button.
But they won, though.
I know, but
you played yourself.
Wait for it. This year she's on the Saints.
Wow.
Ain't no way she's winning. Cool, ain't no way they winning. She don't even know the history of the Aints.
Oh, my God.
But, hey, the Saints have won more recently than the Raiders.
Yeah, but they only won once. I think in the whole history of the franchise.
I think so, too, but still, it was more recent
than the
Raiders.
They've had way more bad than good down there in New Orleans, for sure.
Well, listen, apparently that stuff doesn't affect Issa, all right?
Exactly, because the Raiders are trash, and she still won the championship with her team.
I mean, exactly.
Anyway, so yeah, so she's out here. So that's my life, guys. Just a little life update.
Just hit Ebro with the button is what you're saying. So hit his weekend with this button.
You played yourself.
A few weekends on the way. And then Selassie's in there. You know, Selassie waits. Listen, this is just a congratulations. This is good. This is good. Selassie will go fight to go to sleep for sure. It's a war zone from like 8 to 10 or maybe 11. She'll fall asleep, though, until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's pretty nice.
That's pretty good.
7 weeks old, sleeping in like through the night for like 4 hours. That's pretty good.
Wake
up, feeding. Might doodle on you 4 times. You might have to change 4 diapers at 4 in the morning.
That's right.
But that's all right. She's going to go back to sleep until like 7.
As long as she goes back to sleep.
Exactly.
Clean.
So that's just a bravo. Laura, what you got today?
So this happened on Tuesday, but in Tennessee, Republican lawmakers advanced a proposal to allow teachers to carry handguns on public school grounds. Yep, you heard that right. In response to that deadly shooting at a private elementary school last year. So they feel like, oh, school shootings, let's get these teachers in K through 12 to have guns. Now, when, you know, the proposal cleared in the Republican-controlled chamber, you know, there were protests, screams, people were ordered to leave because parents, families were just there screaming. They were so angry because of this. So now, guys, teachers, kindergarten teachers, all the way to high school teachers can have handguns.
Wow. That is great.
And what state is this?
This is in Tennessee.
Oh, hit the button.
This is in congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because in Tennessee, you can legally bear arms. You can carry.
Students?
Nah, I agree. But
no,
of course,
teachers.
Oh, I thought you said students, too.
No, teachers.
Oh,
teachers.
My bad. I was like, yo.
But if everybody's, I definitely don't agree, but if everybody is carrying a gun on a normal, regular basis, yeah, they're going to try to fight to make sure that they don't have to put that gun away once they enter the work environment, which sucks.
Well, no, but allowing, first of all, in New York State, in Jersey, there are people who can carry, but you just can't bring your gun in anywhere, specifically on school grounds.
Right.
This is under the basis of, like, school shooters and protecting schools. That they think that this is going to, A, prevent a school shooter because maybe they could slow one down quicker. And, B, this is also because of people's infatuation with guns. Like, let's just say what it is. Because how about this? People have had guns for a long time. It hasn't actually prevented anything.
No. Never does.
It's kind of like the whole argument we have in the city about the NYPD where they're like, more police. And you're like, but we've been doing that. And it... We still haven't
congratulations. You played yourself.
It's the biggest button because in Uvalde, remember, police that are trained, you know what I mean, to use a weapon, still couldn't. How long did it take them to take down that shooter?
Well, I mean, I guess in some ways that could be an argument for the other side because when the trained people showed up, they were so scared to go inside that they spent 2 hours waiting while people were getting killed. Whereas maybe if there was, in theory, I don't agree with this at all, if you were arguing in favor of the guns, you'd say, well, but if the gun was in the room, the teacher could just start, you know, blasting off.
Right.
Which sounds great. I mean, this never works out. Ugh. Hit the button.
The whole thing deserves a button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosemar, what you got today?
I see a headline that says all of OJ's kids went to go see him on his way out. Mm. All the kids spent time with OJ. Uh-huh. And somewhere between 30 and 50 family members also did.
Okay.
All of which had to sign an NDA and were not allowed to have their cell phone in the room. Mm. And if
the kids?
everyone in his family. And I would just like to say that if you lived your life in a way where on your death door, people can't bring a cell phone and have to sign an NDA to be near you, you might have to catch this button on your way out. I'm sorry.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. But just playing.
No, listen, I just play devil's advocate. Go ahead.
Yeah, just playing devil's advocate.
He's a public figure.
I'm sure because of OJ, he had, you know, some of his family was able to get money because of who he was. Then there's other ends of the family that probably want to make some money on,
or way out the door.
Maybe want to make some money on the way out the door and sell a photo of the dead body to the tabloid.
Now, what about a flip side, though, Ebro? What if there was a deathbed confession, and that's why he needed the NDA?
Well, was he alive when they... So they went to see him alive, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, they say he passed with his kids around him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whether he confessed or not, I guess... Listen, if you believe OJ did not do it or have anything to do with it, I have a button for you. That's part one.
Congratulations. Well, you played yourself.
The support for OJ was not around the fact that people didn't believe that he didn't have anything to do with it or didn't do it. It had nothing to do with that.
That's right.
Well, how we end up here? We know this. I'm just saying.
No, some people don't, bro.
Some people think that he was actually just innocent. Like, yes. Nah, my man, he just went on the run because he was nervous.
He just went on a run from the cops because he didn't know how to... I'm just jumping it forward and run.
But it was because of the justice system.
It was 2 years after Rodney King.
Well, not only that, but black folks had never seen a black man implicated for a murder of a white woman and you get away in American history?
Right.
When does that happen?
Because your lawyer did a case and just bust around where if it don't fit, you must have quit. And
that's it.
And then you had a black attorney, too?
Like, what?
Well, one black attorney. You had many other everything else attorneys, too.
Well,
He had every attorney.
Yeah, no, he had it all lined up. But
Dershowitz, Kardashian, come on.
But that's what it had more to do with. It had to do with the state of American history and the justice system.
The layers of irony that existed, too, because OJ was, like, held up in some ways and protected by black America, who he had bailed on a long time ago.
We take them back. You know, black people.
I know. You guys are very forgiving.
Was it protected, or was it just our way to antagonize white America who wanted it, to?
But he ended up being the beneficiary of that. Maybe that's a better way of putting it.
Okay, fine. But
listen, the whole thing was just to say, if you're literally at the end, you're like, I'm about to take my last breath. I'm so happy to see you, baby. Can you just sign this form so we can share this moment together? It's ripping. Oh, it's not what you want.
Listen, rest in peace to the legend. Still,
no, Shawnee. We don't have to overdo it here, man. I can add the line. He needs that. Also, the dude who was most celebrated yesterday because of his murder trial, bro.
Who?
He hacked a woman's head off, bro. Like,
We don't know.
A second trial said he did. I'm just saying, maybe he doesn't need the extra.
Yeah, there was a second trial, bro. Man, he still owes the family $100 million. Look, I am with everyone on the whole, like, yo, a black man got away with something that we've seen white people get away with.
Boom. I get it.
I'm with you, bro. But I'm with it. I'm also with antagonizing white people who were just so hell-bent on bringing him down, even after he beat the case. In American society right now, we have a man running for president who has terrorized families and people
and gets no repercussions.
So I'm fine dangling OJ's story in front of people that just get mad because he was able to get away with something that we've seen other people get away with.
I'm good with all of that, too. I'm just saying we don't need to add the extra, yo, rest in peace, my brother. I don't know that we need that. That's all I'm saying.
No, he didn't say that. He said rest in peace to the legend.
You
know what? He is a legend. You're right, Shawnee. And also hit yourself with the button.
Real talk, he is a legend. Before the, debacle.
Well, I'll tell you this, though.
He had some great Hertz commercials, man, running through the air.
What? No one ran through. Not to mention Naked Gun.
Naked Gun was great.
But, Shawnee, I got news for you, though. If he hadn't done what he did, and Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson weren't dead, Yesterday, it would have been a little side headline on ESPN that said, Hall of Famer Simpson passes at 76 years old. That's all it would have said. And we would have been like, oh, OJ passed.
Because, you know, it's not like Jim Brown. OJ stood for nothing.
Yeah. This
OJ stood for nothing, bro.
Rest in peace to the legend OJ.
You just can't do it. You
he
just
passed away can't do it. He passed away.
We know. Sean, that's why we're having this conversation.
I know, but bad people pass away every day, my guy. Happens all the time. I'm not disrespecting the man. I'm just saying you don't want to have to sign an NDA in your deathbed.
Cast 197 minutes.
Yo, Sean, you can literally do anything, and if you're black, you at the end go, yo, rest in peace, legend. If this was a reverse story, great white football player had killed two black people, no one was sure, but they thought it. On the day after his death, when someone said a thing about it, you'd have to cap it off with, but let's say, rest in peace, legend.
Rest in peace.
Legend. No, you can't.
Well, he is a legend.
It's not I don't want him to not rest in peace.
Historically speaking, it's not even an equal argument.
Right. No, it's not. But why you got to ruin it, Ebro? Yeah. It's making it complicated. It's not an equal argument. It's but also, I do want him to rest in peace. I believe everyone should rest in peace. I don't know that I need to add legend.
Fam, I felt, listen, let's just be clear, man. OJ lived to 76. He had cancer, bro. His family had to come in and sign an NDA because maybe he had some sort of deathbed confession or because they may sell his photo to a tabloid because people want to see a picture of the dead body. Which whatever it is, let me tell you something. It is a life that sounds like this button.
That's all I meant. That's all I was going for.
Congratulations. You played.
And lastly, congratulations to myself for being the ugliest and dumbest person at the Bad Bunny concert last night.
Oh, man. Ugly and dumb.
Yeah, yeah. No,
oh
think
my
about
gosh.
It. I swear to God, if you were less than a six, they didn't let you into that concert. I swear to you, they stopped you at the door and sent you a different direction because everyone was hot in that concert last night. And then on top of that, everyone was bilingual. So as far as I can tell, I was the ugliest and the dumbest person at the concert last night.
But was it good?
Oh, my.
Cool, Jay.
Yo, man, that guy, that show was crazy, bro. Whatever stage thing you think you've seen people do and make it cool, bro. Yo, the level of drama, though, I will say this. There's a 10-minute orchestra. What was the word? Orchestral? Is that what you say?
Orchestral.
Right. Orchestral. There's a 10-minute orchestral opening. Then after that, when you're sure he's going to come out, there's about another 5 minutes of smoke. Then when he finally appears, his face is covered. The reveal to see this man takes a good 25 minutes.
Listen, you know where he learned all that from?
Michael, right?
Mike, WWE. This guy's a wrestler.
Yeah, no, you feel it. Yeah. You feel the WWE in there. It's,
that's a good bunny.
No, he's a hell of a bunny.
Yeah, your chance to get paid and beat the buzzer is in about 5 to 7 minutes. Cast One is 97 minutes of commercial-free music. Happy Friday. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you want to see me naked, naked, naked.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
What does get glossed over in the whole, for me, which has been the most interesting part now that OJ has passed away, is we have TMZ because of OJ. We have Kardashians because of OJ.
Yeah, we have the 24-hour nonstop coverage of everything. OJ's a big part of that. Big, big part. And y'all remember that day?
Yo,
what was going on?
Yo, it's crazy.
Knicks in the finals against Houston. Rangers in the finals. Jack Nicklaus was playing in his last U.S. Open. The World Cup, which was taking place in the U.S., was starting. It was a wild weekend, and everything shut down. Patrick Ewing had one of the great games of his career. No one even saw it.
Overshadowed.
Because they cut away to OJ.
And the white Bronco. What did it do for the white Bronco?
And by the way, nothing even happened. When you think about it, the whole Bronco thing, everyone really was just watching that, waiting for something horrible to happen at the end.
He eventually stopped driving. And
that was it.
It wasn't even a high-speed chase.
It wasn't. It was a low-speed.
Slow motion.
It was a hangout.
Low-speed chase.
It was like they was
protecting. Commercial. That's the best commercial.
That's how you knew OJ wasn't black. I mean, he was black, but he wasn't black.
Because they was like protecting the whole scenario.
Yeah, it was like they're not even trying to run him off the road. They're not putting those little spikes down in the road to stop him. There's no nothing.
They gave him
all the time to figure out what the hell was happening.
Well, that's why the running thing always made sense to me, right? Because if OJ was a regular black man in America and his ex-wife had something like that happen, I totally would understand the fear of, like, I'm on the run. I had nothing to do with this. Oh, my God. OJ got treated like what he was, a rich, beloved celebrity. That's what he got, and hired the super dream team of lawyers. And basically everyone died from that team, except for one is still alive. Oh, Dershowitz. Oh, God. Of all the ones that we got stuck with, Dershowitz is still alive.
Dershowitz is still here, and he's in shambles, too.
He's terrible. Became a Trump defender. He's the worst.
Look, call right now. You want to beat the buzzer? We got money for you. DJ John has pulled up. Let the song ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
Well, let's shout the Mets who put a shellacking on the Atlanta Braves yesterday.
Hey, Queens.
I mean.
They're cool.
No, 16-4.
You got to give credit
to the Braves. The Braves is not some whack. I mean, this is the Atlanta Braves.
They're playing whack right now, but yeah, that's the 16 spot.
Weeks of the season.
Still, bro, still. And the Knicks, who beat Rosenberg Celtics. Now, Rosenberg, what would you like to say here? You'd like to say, the Celtics are in the playoffs. They're not really playing that hard.
It's not a matter of even liking to say that. I want to hit my friend, a friend and loyal listener to this show, Ty Butler, who's a great host on ESPN New York as well. He keeps posting, I suppose the Celtics are so good, they could just afford to take off. Bro, what do you expect them to do? Go as hard as they can? They've wrapped up the best record in the league.
Listen.
The Knicks need to win. The Knicks are playing hard.
It sounds good what you're saying.
Right.
It sounds good what you're saying. Tatum played 32 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yes. He played hard. Brown played 29.
Played a little bit. Yeah.
Holiday played 29. Porzingis played 25.
So, it's not like they didn't show up at all. But when the going got tough, they said,
y'all got this.
And listen, I understand what Ty's saying from the standpoint of, is it really a good look? Are you that battle tested that you can just rest and turn it on in the playoffs? No, that worries me about the Celtics. But I also wouldn't want them gunning hard and getting someone hurt when it doesn't matter anymore. The Knicks needed that game. Jalen Brunson went off. By the way,
39 points.
That's an all-NBA player right there, Jalen Brunson.
Yo, shout to the Knicks faithful, man. I'm so glad y'all have accepted me.
Shout out to my team. Wait, what?
Yo, my team, man. Our team, Juanito. Cash One, this is our team, right?
Our team, baby. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that is. Yo, Shiny Culture, it's almost the playoffs. It's almost time for you to start watching.
Listen, we lit. You know about these sports.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
I'm in. You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited for this playoff run, and something magical and something dope's going to happen at the Garden and MSG Network. So soon come.
Oh. Wait, that's a big tease from Juanito. You got a job?
Yeah. What's going on over here? You know, if you're at the game this playoffs, because I'm going to one of these games for sure, and you see the screen, or you actually watch on MSG Network, you might see something nice.
Pay attention for Juanito at the MSG.
Not me. Oh. Maybe another person. Maybe another, I don't know, heavy hitter person.
You hooked me up with something, Juanito?
You know what I'm saying? No one said nothing about Kaz.
Camilla.
You know what I'm I just said a person like a life, heavy hitter person.
Enough? Enough.
You just have to watch, man. Right, you just have to watch.
Let's go to Ian on the line.
Fine.
Ian wants to beat the buzzer. And it's time for him to get paid and get some money.
I love these guys.
Ian, good morning.
Carlo, good morning.
How are you? Ready to beat the buzzer, sir, and get some Monday?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, now. Shawnee Culture, Ian, do you know what to do?
Yeah, I do.
All right, it's time to beat the buzzer.
$150. $270.
Ooh.
$350. $470.
Stop.
Oh, there you go. 470. Ian was clear with his stop. He's focused.
Yep.
I liked it.
Bravo, bro. $470 is yours. You have beat the buzzer. Let's see how much money you left on the table.
$300.
Oh,
my damn.
$450.
Ooh.
$560.
Oh, oh.
$650.
Oh, this thing is going on and on.
$760.
Hey,
cool, Jay. I thought you were going to cheat
room. Hey, listen, man. I was, after that 470, though, I'd have been stressed. You did the right thing.
No, get I think you did the right thing, too.
You get your money and go. Ian, congratulations. Hang on. We're going to get you paid. Your 470 is there. Laura Styles.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah, Laura Styles is working on a flashing lights. Yo, Laura, I just got news that I have to take Issa to rehearsals on Friday morning.
is this play what on Broadway?
Yo, what is it Broadway? Happening here, man?
This is crazy.
Rehearsals on Friday morning.
They're spending the whole.
This is.
It's a major production, y'all. It's a major production. With that.
No, you're in it, bro. You're
so
in
rehearsal
it.
Is before school starts.
No, the whole day of school is rehearsal.
Oh wow, they're going hard.
Is she getting paid for this, Ebro?
That's what I'm wondering.
when is the show? It's tonight or tomorrow?
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. You so, know. Listen, Laura, hit this flashing lights. Let me run east of the school, and then I'll be back for the gurus.
Okay, sounds good.
There you go. What you got? What you working on next?
So, coming up on the Flash and Lights report, Ice Spice got her first acting gig.
Okay.
Alongside Denzel Washington.
Whoa.
Ooh.
I'll let you know all of it. Everything that's going on coming up, Flash and Lights.
Also, we'd be remiss if we didn't open the phone lines right now on Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday. Let's get it cracking.
1-800-223-9797. We could talk about anything you want. You could be showing love to Mr. C. You could talk about the Bad Bunny concert, how Ebro was washed all weekend. Hit us up right now for Freedom Friday. Laura Rosenberg, we're going to get into Freedom Friday in a minute. 1-800-223-9797. Whatever you want to get on the line about, if you want to share memories of Mr. C, if you want to just talk about what you got going on this weekend, if you were at the Bad Bunny concert last night, it's all on the table. Right now, though, Laura Styles and Flashing Lights.
Call us.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles can put us on.
So the headline's like, Ice Spice snabs her first acting gig starring, you know, a new film starring Denzel Washington. I was like, oh my God, this is huge, right? So I dug a little deeper, and she's basically appearing in a new Spike Lee film.
Okay.
Denzel Washington is in this film. So it is it's called High and Low. But it looks like Ice Spice is going to have a small role. And it kind of looks like a cameo, if anything. But we'll see. But still, the movie is an Apple Original Films and A24 collab. So they're saying that production is well underway. But it's still very cool to say, listen,
so it sounds like
it's Denzel Washington.
What it sounds like Laura's saying is, it's cool. But at first you were like, oh, she's in this movie. And then you were more like, oh, no, she appears in this movie. But it's still tight.
Right. It doesn't say, I haven't seen anything about any lines, but it's still really cool. So no, I mean, it's Spike Lee. It's Denzel Washington. Fire. You know what I mean? It's fire.
Yeah, it's fire.
Like, nah, shout out to Ice Spice. That's dope.
Yeah, so I wonder if she's just going to play herself. Which would kind of be cool, too.
I mean, or she could play. But it also, depending on, like, if the movie takes place in New York, she could so easily play a girl from New York in which she's not technically playing herself, but she is playing herself.
Right. But anyway, yes. Very cool for Ice Spice. So congratulations to her. And I'm excited to see a new Denzel Spike Lee situation. Facts. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:01. High of 63 degrees today. Alternate side parking is in effect.
All right, we're going to get to these phone lines in a minute. Cass, do you have the new future Metro Rocky record yet or not?
I don't have it clean, brother. Not yet.
What are you hearing about this? You are DJ Beef One. What are you hearing about what was said?
I mean, I think it was something about, something about a woman. I don't know exactly who they're talking about. It can't be Rihanna. I think he might be talking about Drake's baby mom. I'm not sure. I have to give it another listen. But
oh, boy.
Rosenberg, yes. they're ganging up.
They are.
Yo, J. Cole is on his album.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. J. Cole is on the album.
Which one did he do first? And didn't they say pick a side?
Which one did he do first? You know which one he did first, Shawnee. He said...
Metro Boomin.
I'm confused. What, J. Cole did what?
You think Metro Boomin first with Future?
What do you mean?
And then Drake was like, come over here?
No. Come on, Shawnee. This is not... He just did this, bro. He just did this.
You think Cole just did this?
Yes.
I don't think so, Cass. I feel like he's trying to step away from beef. So he knows that it's antagonizing if he goes and hops on a record.
I think this was done too.
If you look at it from the other perspective, it's not a beef record, and he did say he wants to work with everybody, and he wants to spread love everywhere. So maybe this is just him beginning to say, "Hey guys, this is what I meant when I apologized."
I don't know.
Either way, even if it was old, J. Cole would have still had to clear it now.
Yeah.
He could have pulled it. That's true.
Yeah. So either way.
Yeah.
So new future Metro album, We Still Don't Trust You's out now. The Avengers are forming against Drake, who's standing there like Thanos. Freedom Friday next. Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Freedom Friday. That's right. You can do what you want to do. You can be what you want to be. You can feel what you want to feel.
In living color.
In living color. You set the tone. All right. What do you feel like talking about? Let's get started, Laura. Let's go to Anthony. We'll let Anthony get us started. Anthony, what you got for us on this Freedom Friday? What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on? This is Anthony from the Bronx.
Anthony, what's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. I live out in Atlanta now. First, I want to just talk about Mr. C. You know, I was able to see him. I saw him down at a lounge in Manhattan several years ago. And I was just in awe, not because of the set he was doing, because he was definitely throwing it down, but because he was part of an era that made some of the artists that I listened to growing up great. You know, Big and Big Daddy Kane. So he was awesome, and I was just in awe of that. And I watched him. I just sat there and watched him as he did his set, and it was great. And second thing I want to say is, after they announced his passing, I immediately thought about the time that you guys brought him up after everything had happened, and you picked him up when he was down and did like an intervention. and it was great. I just remembered that. It was so long ago, but that's the first thing that popped in my mind, and it was great radio. And I appreciate the morning show for that. And Mr. C will definitely be missed. And just thinking about it is just bringing tears to my eyes and, you know, a slump in my throat. Because he was awesome. And I appreciate you guys for everything that you do. I listen to y'all every morning. I live in Atlanta now. But that's y'all the first thing I listen to when I wake up in the morning. So
thank
big
you,
shout
man.
Out to y'all.
Oh, man.
Oh, Anthony, appreciate we appreciate it. You so much. And we feel the same.
No
we
doubt.
Feel the same.
Thank you, Anthony.
No
I did want to say that yesterday I did an interview with NPR, National Public Radio, for their new show. They reached out about Mr. C. And I did an interview with them, and I didn't realize how cool it was going to be to talk to, like, a big outlet who had, like, a lot of questions. Like, they really wanted to hear about this man, you know? Because, like, we're doing it under the guise of kind of everyone has some idea of Mr. C. They gave sort of their very basics, and they were just like, can you tell us about him? And it made me realize how much there was to say about him. Like, yeah. They said, what do you think he would most want to be known for? And there was just so many things to say about him in terms of the way he carried himself as a friend, the way he remembered everybody, the way that he celebrated everybody who we lost. And even if it was someone we didn't lose, the way he celebrated just everybody in the culture.
Right.
And then they
all like just an incredible DJ. Like an incredible DJ.
I was like, and I have to be specific too, just about how good a DJ he was, both on a party and on the radio. Like, not everybody is good at both. He was amazing at both. And then, of course, they asked me about 2013 and the things that happened. And I have to tell you guys, like, in talking about that part, I realized how beyond all of his hip-hop accolades, and even though C will most be and should most be remembered for his devotion to the culture and to the way he uplifted his people, we cannot forget about how brave C was. Like, even recently, guys, he went on Mano's podcast, The Kitchen Sink, a couple years ago, okay?
Facts.
Mano, our guy. This is a Hood Brooklyn podcast.
Yeah.
And when Mano, and granted, of course, they love each other, so it was a comfortable space.
Shout out to Mano.
Shouts to Mano, who I know is hurting too. This was a comfortable space for C, I want to be clear. But still, straight up with them asking him questions about his sexual interests, C just on camera being like, yo, this is what I'm into.
Yeah.
This is,
you know how I do?
Yo, you remember?
How I get down?
Yo, exactly. He just owned it in like this. Laura, it's revolutionary. I know it's crazy. You know, and in 2024, it might not seem like as big a deal as it seemed just 11 years ago. It was a big deal.
God, of course, because people couldn't wrap their head around it. You know, it's like,
yo, this man is a pillar in the Caribbean community.
Yo.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy. Yeah.
And there were a lot of people whose interactions with conversations around sexuality and transgenderism and all this stuff, this was the first time they ever had the conversation. Was because of Mr. C.
Yeah.
And he walked into it bravely. And honestly, like, in everything that I went through in my life, and I've went to addiction recovery, I've done my own share of stuff. Mr. C was an inspiration that there's nothing like living in truth. He became a different man when he was living in truth. I just want to keep celebrating this man. He was such a hero in so many ways beyond what you even realize. Let's go to Gaudy. You see Gaudy over there?
I do.
Hey, Gaudy, we're talking about Mr. C on Freedom Friday. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on? Much respect to Laura Styles, Rosenberg, and you, Ebro. And my hip-hop moment with Mr. C was at SOB's, and Mobb Deep, y'all was there. Prodigy had just came home. Mr. C was DJing for the whole night. And he was phenomenal as always. And that night, I took a picture with Rosenberg. I was it was like Rosenberg. It was Vita was in there. Then Prodigy came. He was fresh home, big as hell. So when I was kind of messed up,
a little messed up, so I tried to get on the other side of the SOBs on the stage. But I was so messed up that I went on the stage while Mobb Deep was up there, and Mr. C stopped the music. He was like, yo, man, you got to get off the stage, yo.
He
grabbed me. Nah, it was crazy. It was crazy. The Queens brothers grabbed me. They respectfully grabbed me by my collar. He was giving me and walked me over to the stage. They didn't throw me off the stage. They
walked you off the stage.
Yeah, they walked calmly. And it was so crowded at SOB. It was mad crowded, but it was Mr. C. He had the night lit. It was crazy. Rosenberg, we had took a picture. I was so nice.
Yeah.
I gotta find a picture.
Hey, well, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you being there. I remember the night well. Listen, man, Mr. C.
That was a crazy night.
Thank you. Thank you, Gaudy. I gotta tell you, Mr. C, yo, that man loved Mobb Deep, man. Yo, when him and
hip hop group of all time.
When him and Prodigy link up, they're about to link up. It's gonna be, I was just listening to his Best of Prodigy mix, man.
I saw yesterday Common posted a really nice a message to Mr. C on his social media, and also to see Queen Latifah sharing her, like, she was listening to, I think it was Camilo's mix, and she was just remembering him, and it's just beautiful to see, like, all the legends, like, share their thoughts. Oh, it was Cast mix, my bad, Cast, but it was just beautiful to see, man. It was beautiful to see. Yesterday was a tough day, and it still is, you know what I mean? But it's beautiful to see everyone just remember him for the incredible legend that he is, and he'll forever be.
I know on early next week, Sypha and I are going to do a a Mr. C tribute one ep, and we're going to re-release our old episodes with him as well. We obviously... Laura, C was just such a character on our podcast. Like, we just always talked about him. You know, he's like... Sypha obviously admired him so much, and they were so close. And then I got the privilege when I came into the station to get to know C. So he just became like this sort of uncle figure to both of us, like on the podcast. Yeah. Let's take one more Freedom Friday. You can talk about anything you want. Is Nicole there, Shawnee? We lost Nicole. Who do we have? You tell me, Shawnee. I'll go with you.
We have Michael. We have Gabriel. Pamela.
Let's go to Pamela. Pamela has something positive. Let's go to Pamela.
Queens.
Hey, Pamela. What's up?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I just want to shine some light on this gloomy Friday.
Okay. We love light. Go ahead.
I want to shout out my husband. He's working so hard on our brand, Wisdom of Age. Check us out on Instagram. And yesterday, we had our first sold out within an hour drop. So shout out to him.
Congrats.
He works so hard.
Wow.
Thank you. We have 3 years and he works 9 to 5 and he works with business. I'm getting teary eyed.
Aww. Shout out your business one more time.
Wisdom of Age. We're on Instagram. You see us on your favorite NBA players, Lil Yachty. We doing it. It's our year.
Wisdom of Age, you said, Pamela?
Yup, on Instagram and major platforms with some of H New York, NY.com.
Oh,
we got
cool.
A few jerseys left, but we're selling out too, baby.
Wow. Amazing. Congrats to you, because I know starting a business is hard. It is hard, so.
It is.
I love that
so
for you guys.
It's only been 2 years, but we're doing it, and I'm so proud of him. But, you know, so proud of us. And we got 3 babies, so.
Wow, I'm checking you guys out right now. I'm looking at your website. That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, check us out. We're for real. Best quality out there.
All right, I'm about to order something up right now. Wisdom of Age NY.
I got you. I'm going to send you something.
Pamela, thank you for calling. We appreciate
you.
We want to support you.
I love you guys. Thank you for being everything.
All right, that is Freedom Friday, baby. The gurus are next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Did you check on me? How did you notice me?
It's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Couture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's
the
right.
Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To shine the light on your darkness.
You gotta unite.
Right.
For your rights.
For your rights.
The guru.
I like you have to unite for your right to guru.
That's deep. Very important. And what we try to do is unite people for the most part.
Yeah, whatever, bro.
Unless you need to be separated.
Unless I get divided and separated. And segregated. It's segregated.
Listen.
Burn the sage, Sean. It's getting negative.
All right,
let us
guru.
Cleanse the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us
zen,
out there. Cleanse us.
Zen,
the guru
zen,
at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Dear gurus, I hope this email finds you well.
Thank you.
I wanted to reach out because I've been feeling really lost and disheartened lately. I've been listening to your show every morning while I'm at work, and I find comfort in your words and advice. I recently made the difficult decision to end my 7-year relationship with the father of my beautiful daughter. It was a decision that was not made lightly, but I felt that I needed to prioritize my mental health and well-being. Despite the lack of respect and other issues that plagued our relationship, I can't help but feel an overwhelming sense of sadness and grief.
For sure.
Of course.
I find myself crying every night after I put my kids to sleep, unable to shake the feeling of emptiness and loss. I never wanted things to end this way, and I still love him deeply. How do I begin to heal and move on from someone that I still love so much? Any advice or words of wisdom you could offer would mean the world to me. Mm. Thank you for being a source of comfort and guidance during this difficult time.
Yeah.
That's sad. Wait, Rosenberg, before y'all proceed, does she explain or is this a he or she?
No.
There's no explanation.
There's no explanation of why y'all broke up or how things got that bad.
Well,
right?
It said disrespect was part of it.
Is that cheating? Is that, what is that?
I don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
But she's
just that's the part. If you really didn't want it, why'd you do it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But she said she needed to prioritize her mental health. So I'm sure she loves him. So she must have had it must have been serious.
Right.
I feel like this is the second time in 2 weeks we've gotten an email from someone who basically just wants to say, did y'all know breakups were terrible?
I know.
Hey, have you heard? Breaking news.
Right.
Well, I mean, maybe it is breaking. Maybe we don't give enough credence to how painful it can be.
Yeah. Especially when you have a child.
Bro, and it's also like you're like mourning an old life. Like that was your partner. You know what I mean? You guys lived together. Like this is the father of your daughter. And
you had dreams.
And you still love him because you. It sounds like she really loved him, but he was, I mean, I'm not just going to point fingers at him, but, you know, it sounds like
habitual line stepper.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to grieve because, of course, you wanted the ideal family unit where you had both you and dad, you know, raising baby girl. So, I mean, what you're feeling is natural. It's not really much to say on that other than it's going to be a long road. You know, I mean,
and you ain't the first or the last to go through that. You're not alone.
You're not alone. That's right. Sing it.
And you still have to. I don't know if this is easier or harder, but you still have to. You have to find a common ground because you still have to raise a child with him.
Yeah.
You still have to co-parent.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so he's not gone.
But
that's what I'd say. That's what I'd say is the good news. I mean, in terms of the sadness and heartbreak, when you have a breakup like this, when there's a child involved, if part of the sadness is the person being out of your life, he's not. So, yeah. Y'all are going to have to figure something out. It's just not, they probably haven't figured it out yet, guys. Right. So it feels even more sort of final.
Yeah. And this is just the beginning. I mean, once you start adding in you are being in a relationship, him being in a relationship, your child being around the other person, it gets complicated. You got to take your time with this. You know what I mean? So, I mean...
Damn, Sean, you had to bring up the new relationships already.
It's, oh, it's, God, Sean, no, I know. Damn, Sean, Sean, I know it's going to happen.
Remember y'all told me earlier,
I'm talking
just
reality.
Can't jump ahead. You can't just jump ahead.
She ain't ready, man.
She not ready for that.
No.
No. For
this, no. I'm sorry. Listen,
she
I'm just saying...
She can't even picture that they're not together this weekend.
Yo, she can't even go to sleep at night by herself yet.
Oh, I'm God, saying, I wasn't saying that to dig. I
damn,
was just
Johnny.
Listen, wait. I was not saying that to dig or to be non-guru. I was trying to say that though this is hard, it can get even more difficult.
Yeah,
so
but I don't think that
yourself.
Makes people feel...
But I mean to pace yourself. You know, it's not going to be easy.
Enjoy the pain you have today because tomorrow it will be more terrible.
Because when he's rugged up with his new girl, you know, that's really going to hurt.
Oh, man, what you got going on right now is light work, huh?
It's light work.
You should probably enjoy it, honestly.
No.
Shani, I love your perspective.
Yeah,
it's not what y'all normally on in the gurus. That's all good.
Look, I apologize if it came off wrong. My intention was to say that it's a struggle. We feel your pain and to take your time with this, you know, because it's just a long road.
Yeah, and don't give yourself some sort of expectations that it was supposed to get better right away. And that's the part I think people don't share. I don't think people share that it can hurt for a very long time.
Right.
Because you'll meet because everyone's different, Laura. Some people like are over it in a month and you're like, oh. And then other people are laid out for a year. So depends.
And also,
and
it does sound
like
she's
trying to. No, if one person is like she was trying to put in work, I'm assuming, and he didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're just on two different pages. Like maybe he doesn't feel like he's doing anything wrong.
Whoa. So, and it does sound like in here she wants to give herself the button because it doesn't sound like this is really what she wanted either. I think you got to factor that in there because she's like.
I understand her.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the grieving process, by the way, when you make these, when these things happen.
Yeah, and you start to doubt your decision, too, when you feel lonely. Like, should I have done that? But you probably did the right thing. You followed your gut. You followed your spirit. You did what's best for your daughter. You know, don't doubt yourself. Move forward.
Yeah, and just for to help navigate through your feelings, though, go see a therapist, too. Just talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Talk through your feelings because it's going to hurt. Like, we all know. Breakups hurt.
Right.
But if you know in your heart you did the best thing for your family and for your daughter and for your mental health, then you just kind of have to just reassure yourself and just know that you did the right thing. And you can love somebody from afar, you know what I mean? And hopefully you guys can come to a healthy co-parenting situation.
Yeah, because you are family now.
Yeah. Hope it helps. So say the guru. Sorry about Johnny.
Zero in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Oh, we got Danny on the line. It's time to beat the buzzer. Shiny Culture, bring Danny on. Let's get this cracking. Danny.
Let's get this money.
Let's go, Danny.
Danny, what are you smoking? What you smoking over there?
No, I'm not smoking on nothing, man. I'm at work right now.
Oh, okay, all right. You're trying to keep
your
voice low.
He's speaking on the phone, bro.
All right, my bad. Danny, you know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get to this money, Danny. It is time to beat the buzzer.
$170.
Okay.
$250. $340.
Mm-hmm.
$440. $550.
Hey, now.
Stop.
There you go. $550 for John.
I love
He's quick with it.
I love it.
And once you crack that $500, it's like, what are
you
we
gotta
doing?
Go.
You gotta take it, bro.
Right.
Yo. Danny, great job. Hang on 1 second. We're going to get you, what was that, $550? Let's see what you left on the table.
$590.
$40.
$670.
$710.
$730.
Oh, boy.
Oh. $800.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh. But that $550 sounded nice, sir. More than you showed up with. Way more than you showed up with. Great job, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Listen to y'all every morning, man. I love y'all, man.
Yo, love to you too, Danny. Hang on. We're going to get your info and get you paid. Everyone else, your next chance to beat the buzzer is coming at 12 noon.
I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.